Here at the World Dairy Expo, I'm with Dr. Dwayne Norman, who has been named Industry Person of the Year this year for 2011. He is with the Animal Improvement Programs Laboratory with the Agricultural Research Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So, Dr. Norman, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, boy, what a loaded question. Well, I grew up in very active in 4-H and FFA, which I loved, and, you know, got a chance to start with a dairy project, and you know, when I was about 14, and happened to have good luck with it, and I really think that really helped me get interested in genetics. I used to, you know, read the breed journals and memorize it all, and I went to Penn State in dairy science, and got into dairy cattle breeding, and then got a PhD in Cornell University, and been at ARS for 42 years and a couple of months.
So what are some of the things that you you have been able to, had the opportunity to research while in your time at ARS?
Well, I think that, you know, when I was hired there, they asked me to do a new genetic evaluation for milk and fat, which were the main evaluation, you know, traits that were considered at the time. And so that was just the perfect opportunity for a new geneticist to do a national evaluation. So I was the luckiest guy there was. But over the years, you know, we added traits. We added, you know, somatic cell, udder quality. We added fertility. We added, you know, calf health. And so right now we're evaluating in type. Right now we're evaluating over 20 traits, and we put them together, all together in an economic index. So, you know, we've had an opportunity to work with, you know, a lot of production traits, non-fertility traits, or health and fitness traits, I'll refer to them as.
So it sounds like you've had a pretty exciting career.
It still is. It's going to be hard to retire, you know, because, you know, I'm getting into new things. The reproduction's been fairly new. Sex semen. I did a paper on yonis and now leucosis coming up. Did an abortion paper submitted last week. So it's just, it's I'm going to get bored, you know, if I ever have to stop going to the office.
What do you think are some of the greatest achievements in genetics for dairy cattle that you've seen over your 42 years?
Well, I think that, you know, we've kind of changed it from what was considered an art to a science, I believe, you know. And I think the people over the years, the producers, came to realize that, you know, that the principles that were being spouted by the academic people were appropriate, they worked. But the big thing is the last 3 years is the new genomic stuff. And it's really revolutionizing the whole industry. Where before we were waiting 5 years to see how good a bull's daughters would do and then use them extensively through artificial insemination. Today, they do a test and they get almost the same accuracy when the calf's a month old. So you're saving, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on testing. To, you know, keep those bulls alive and then see how they do. Got rid of 9 out of 10 of them just because you're trying to keep the very best. But today, just that test, we're getting almost the same accuracy that we've gotten over the last 40 years, waiting 5 years to find out.
Well, it's a good example of how important research is for any segment of agriculture, but in particularly for the dairy industry. The monies that go into research are really worth it for the industry.
Yeah. You know, the changes, well, we're making about 1.5% genetic improvement a year. And, you know, that doesn't sound like too much on itself, but just, you know, add that up year after year after year, and we've been doing that for 40, 50 years. And I think that's why, you know, the consumers may see the price of milk go up some, but it'd be much, much higher if these cows weren't much more efficient. The same cows are producing 3 times as much as they were, you know, in the late 50s, something like that.
Right. Really, really good point, because that's so true, and it's something that really is completely overlooked when we look at the amount of production improvement in the dairy herd over the years. It's phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah, and I think people look at dairy as being one of the real successes in farm animal livestock, because of the fact that, you know, we used extensive artificial insemination, where compared to beef, it's been much lower. Maybe in dairy, it's been 70-75%. In beef, it's maybe 7-8%. So there's really an opportunity to use those ones that are real outliers, that are really high in efficiency and take advantage of that.
Well, how do you feel about being honored by the industry here as the industry person of the year?
Oh, boy. I mean, it's they've done such a great job. Anybody that would have this opportunity, I think, would really say thanks so much because, you know, putting together a 15-minute video, I told some friends today I can take that back and show it to my mother-in-law, and she may think that, her daughter married somebody decent after all. It's still only 50-50 there. I hope she doesn't hear this.
But it's nice to be honored for something that you've enjoyed doing for so long.
Oh, absolutely. I've been very fortunate. I think my position as research leader, I've kind of had a little advantage over some of the other research people because our program, we work directly with the artificial insemination organizations, the breed associations, and the DHIA all together. We get together a couple times a year, and they rely very heavily on our program to keep them competitive internationally. So I've been out front a little bit on that, and that's been very helpful. And I had a little advantage. Maybe I don't deserve it.
Well, congratulations. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope you don't get too bored in your retirement. Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.